want to thank all of you for coming to service this morning.
我很感谢今天大家能来一起崇拜。
The Lord certainly is good to us, isn't he?
主真的是对我们很好。
We've had many blessings as we were singing before.
就像我们歌里唱的，我们生命中有很多的祝福。
I just praise the Lord. Yesterday, his presence was so real. To me, that's a great blessing.
我就很
sense his presence.
我要赞美他，因为就好像昨天他在与我同在，让我的感受非常强烈。就为了这个，我也要非常的赞美他。
But I was thinking in a group like this, there must be somebody that this week you had a special blessing.
那如果我们在座有这么多人，那我相信一定其中会有人这个星期特别的受祝福。
And I was wondering if you would like to share it with us this morning.
如果你愿意的话，你要不要跟我们一起？跟我们大家一下分享一下，你过去这个星期是不是神有什么地方特别的祝福你
？Is there anyone like to share with us？
有哪位愿意和我们分享一下吗
？Don't be afraid, God blessed you and
别不好意思哈，神祝福你。那你能够把它说出来，也是对成为大对大家的祝福。没有人吗
？Maybe I should change my sermon。
那也许我这个讲到的题目要变一变了哈。
Well, anyway, God has been good, and I'm sure that you would be very grateful for what He has done for you this week.
不管怎么样，神是非常好，我相信我们大家都会为此很感恩。
We're going to go into the Word and discuss it a little bit today.
那我们今天要一起来看神的话语。
When I study the Word of God, it amazes me how God is so particular about so many things.
当我们在研读圣经的时候，你会发现神好像对有一些事情有非常的讲究。
He told them and Moses so many intricate things, even how big to build the temple, all of our tabernacle, all the measurements, everything was just what he wanted.
那就好像在摩西五经里面，然后尤其讲到他跟摩西讲怎么造会幕的时候，那个细节非常的清楚，仔仔细细的，什么样的尺寸，什么样的材料，都讲得很清楚。
So that makes me understand another character of our wonderful God.
所以这也让我们能够看到神，他也有一个很奇妙的特质。
He cares about the little things as well.
就是说，神不仅关心大事情，小事情他也关心。
And as we talk about this morning, something that he prescribed, he wanted.This particular, these particular fruits or herbs or whatever, he prescribed which ones he wanted and how much he wanted.
那我们今天早上看到的这一段圣经就特别的讲到关于香料。那神仔仔细细的在这上面讲了说要什么样的香料，然后每一种什么样的重量。
Because he was making something very special, he wanted something very special.
因为这个香料是拿来做一个很特别的东西的。
That was the anointing oil.
是要做这个圣膏油的。
Now you and I, if we were back then, and maybe if we were prescribing this, we would just have had olive oil.
那如果是我们的话，在当时的话，我们可能就简单的说，就用橄榄油就好了。
That would have been enough. That would have been good enough.
觉得橄榄油已经很不错了，为什么还要那么复杂呢？
But it wasn't what God wanted.
可是神要的不是这样的。
And I've always found that when God expressly wanted something, it was because of a purpose.
而且我发现，如果神有些时候，他会很清楚明白的告诉你要什么样的东西，做什么的时候，那通常是为了一个特别的目的。
So he was putting together these things because they represented something that God was going to do that was as wonderful as the anointing oil.
那神在这里特别选的几种香料，它有它的目的。这些香料代表的一些意思是跟他做这个膏油的目的是有关系的。
Actually, many of these things, as we talk about them, you could recognize that Jesus went through what these things had to go through to be made.
那我们讲到后面讲到这些香料的制作方法的时候，你就会发现，在耶稣的生活中，他也需要经历这些过程，好像才能够。
I'm sure you've probably read the scriptures that's up there now, and you see these different kinds of things he's want to put in this.
那你可能现在已经看到刚才屏幕上显示这一段圣经经节提到的这些香料，做成膏油的香料。
So let us take a little closer look.
那我们就来仔细看一下这所有的这些成分。
Now I didn't particularly today want to preach on what these mean about Christ, only as they work with him, but.
我并不是特别的说要把每一样说香料都跟耶稣好像这个对号入座这个意思，但是我们看的时候就很容易能够联想到。
Because for a while God's been pressing on my heart, how that we as children of God must become His light, must become His presence among the people we deal with.
因为已经有一段时间，神一直感动我，让我想跟大家讲说，我们作为神的儿女，作为基督徒，我们要成为他的光，成为他的，就好像他的形式的样子，让周围的人可以看到他的样子。
He has a work for all of us.
他对我们每一个人都有目的，都有工作要做。
And he is trying just as this anointing oil that was so special.
就好像他要把我们都调成这个非常特别的膏油一样。
You and I are just even more special than this.
那我们比这个膏油更重要，对他来说更特别。
So within our life, he is trying to bring together some things that will make us more like him.
所以在我们的生活中，他在我们的生命中，他也要做工，使我们能够更像他。
They will give us a more abundant life.
他要给我们更丰盛的生命。
To help us to break free and become a free person.
让我们真的是能够得着自由，成为一个自由的人。
And this is so very important.
对他来说，这是非常非常重要的。
I cannot take away from the importance of evangelism and speaking about Jesus and being born again and.Coming into the family of God. That's the great first step.
我当然不是说，就是说成为神的儿女，然后蒙神的祝福，然后来去传福音，这些不重要，这是我们生命的第一步。
Now, contrary to what some people preach, he did not bring us into the kingdom to give us health, wealth, and beauty.
不同于一些其他的人所传的，好像说神把我们带入神的家里，为的就是给我们健康，给我们福分，给我们好处。
He didn't promise any of that.
神并没有这样应许我们。
But he promised some things like I will be with you and never leave you.
但是神应许说他不离开我们。
I will send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, that will guide you and lead you and speak to you and discipline you.
他会差圣灵保惠师来与我们谈话，然后带领教导我们。
And I will make you blessed.
然后神也说他会祝福我们。
My cousin's daughter was on Facebook. She said something that troubled me so much.
那我有一个啊，表兄的他的女儿，她在这个 Facebook 上写了一段话，让我觉得很不安。
She's only in her early 40s, I guess.
她大概四十多岁。
And she said, you know, there's not much in life to live for.
她在 Facebook 上就说，觉得好像活着没有什么意思。
And I think there's a lot of people. That's why.That's why the pastor wrote the purpose-driven life.
这也就是啊，我想有很多人都有这样的想法。这也是为什么会有一本书说叫做啊标杆人生。
So I think as children of God, we need to know exactly or the things that we may need to face or become to be more like Him and to enjoy life to its fullest.
那所谓标杆人生，就是说是一个有目的的人生。那我们作为神的儿女的话，我们要知道我们的人生的目的是什么，我们有什么样的啊，对人生有什么样的期望。
I've often spoke about Johnny Erickson, she who has been paralyzed from her neck down since I think she was 19.
那我常常会谈到有一个人，他叫做 Johnny Erickson, 他是从这个颈椎以下就瘫痪，他大概19岁的时候有一个那个意外，然后造成这样的结果。
A woman who, a girl who didn't take just the fact that for the rest of her life she couldn't do anything for herself.
那对她来说，她并没有说就好像人生就到此为止就结束了，从此以后再也做不了什么了。
And she gave it to God.
她把她这个有限的生命给了神。
And today she's in her 60s.
那她今天大概已经60多岁了。
I suspect she's been all over the world.
那他已去过全世界很多的地方，然后到处去传道。
No, she can't move anything but her head.
虽然说他仍然是不能，除了头以外，其他身体部分都不能动。
She learned how to use that by brushing beautiful pictures, painting beautiful pictures, holding the brush in her mouth.
但是他学在这个过程中，他学会了用嘴巴叼着一个这个笔来画画。
She learned this by the lessons that God had to show her.And that she then, God chose her to go out around the world telling others how God can work with you in your life, no matter what it is.
神给他的功课他学到了，然后因此他神就能够使用他，然后到全世界各地去告诉其他的人，神是怎么样在他身上有所作为。
I must confess to you, I really don't know how to make anyone understand this.
我必须承认说，我没有办法用我的口才使你明
白。Because we have mindsets.
因为我们常常心里有一个定见在那里。
We have, what Charles Dickerson said, we have great expectations.
我们都有这个狄更斯所这个写的一个小说哈，叫做《远大前程》。我们都有这个远大前程。
We have what we call the American dream.
我们有这个所谓美国梦在我们身上。
A house, a car, a boat, big job, a big
bank account. 我们想要一个这个很好的工作，有大车，有大房子，有好车，还有游艇。
So all of these ways that we have been thinking and growing up with, suddenly we come face to face with Jesus.
那我们都带着这些梦想，这些我们本身所有的成见，然后忽然有一天我们要跟耶稣面对面。
And we find him to be what we need.
然后发现说耶稣是我们想要的。
But now when he meets us, we're pretty poor construction.
可是他看到我们的这那个样子的时候，其实是一个比较可怜的状态。
Oh no, we look good. We're athletic. We're mentally alert.Why, what do you mean, poor specimen?
虽然我们自己看自己觉得挺不错的呀，身体蛮健康的，然后头脑也很聪明，怎么会很差劲呢？
Because he looks beyond our skin.
因为神看我们不是看我们的外貌。
He looks way down inside to see what we're really like.
他看我们的心，看到我们里面是什么样的
人。How the things of life that we've faced, how we have reacted, and attitudes and things that we have got.
我们在面临生活的境况当中的时候，我们是怎么样反应的？我们态度如何？神看到的是我们的内心。
And really, if they were opened, if today they could be opened in front of the world, we'd be ashamed.
如果全世界能够看到我们心灵的最深处到底是什么样子的话，我想我们每个人都会感到很羞愧。
We might be ashamed for people to see how jealous we are.
如果大家看到我们是什么样的嫉妒的人
，How selfish we are.
我们是怎么样的自私？
How so many times how angry we are.
很多时候又是怎么样的容易发脾气。
How manipulating we are.
然后用办法来达到自己的目的。
How we're going to get our way no matter what.
然后不管怎么样，不管付什么样代价，我只想要我想要的。
You see, these are the things that God is seeing.
神看到的这些，如果全世界的人都可能看到我们里面这些的话，我们一定会非常惭愧。
He doesn't just see our Colgate smile.
他不会想看，他不会只看到我们那个就是这个牙齿洁白的这个笑容。
He doesn't see this our sweet way we are around people.
也神看的不是我们好像很会待人处事。
He sees the real us.
神看到里面那个真正的我。
And if I could, if the Lord would allow me today, I would like to take His place for a minute.
那如果神允许的话，我愿意好像今天。花一分钟站在他的位置上。
So one day he looked down on Schwartz.
然后有一天神看到我。
Oh my, he said.
然后他就会说，天哪。
She needs help big time.
她真的是很需要帮助。
She has a very possessive nature.
她有一个那种很那个。
I can't use that.
她有一个那种就是好像很什么东西都抓在自己手里的那种天性。
She tries to get her way by laughing through life.
这样子的人我可没办法用，他老是好像很以幽默来玩笑的这个经过人生。
And she tells people she doesn't like money, but she does.
然后他跟别人都说他不喜欢钱，其实他心里很喜欢。
She's very tight.
然后而且很小气。
That's the truth, I was.
真的我是很小气。
And as he keeps looking down and he thinks, this is my missionary.
然后他再看这个，继续看我的时候，说：“哎呀，这样的人，他要作为我的宣教士。”
This is the one I want to be represent me. This is the one I want to sort of be my lighthouse.
我要用他，然后让别人从他身上看到我的样子，让他成为这世上的灯塔。
And he saw that he had a job on me.
然后他就看到这个要花很大力气才能改变成那个样子。
But you know, I really did love him.
可是你知道吗？我确实真心的是爱神的。
I used to watch my aunt and the spirit of God, like I'm going to talk about the aroma she had that just seemed to, oh, I thought that's what I want.
我从小看到我的一个姨，她的身上那个基督的香气，我真的是非常的羡慕，我非常想能够和她一样。
And so as I gave my life to him, I wanted to do God's will and his work.
所以当我把我的生命献给神的时候，我真的是心里愿意做神的工作。
But oh, what it took.
可是你知道吗？真的是。
I'm a series of heart attack.
我真的是很严肃告诉你，这个是要花很大的力气来改变。
It was no fun.
而且一点也不是一个轻松的事情。
He worked with me a little here and a little there until I came 30.
神一点一点的改变我，然后到我三十多岁的时候。
And my life exploded.
然后我的这个。
And for 8 years.
我的生活变得一塌糊涂，然后有八年的时间。
God was working on me with some of these very type of things I'm going to talk about you today.
然后他神一直在我的生命中就做今天我要之后要给你讲的一些工作。
So when you say I'm not a bad person,
所以如果你跟他说我这个人也不是特别坏的人。
I like this one. I never hurt anyone.
而且常常大家就会说我从来也没有伤害别人。
I'm always kind.
我总是对别人很客气。
I'm very morally good.
然后这个也很有道德感。
I really wouldn't harm anyone.
我真的不会故意去伤害谁。
I think I'm a pretty good person.
我觉得我这个人还挺好的。
And he looks down inside and he said,
然后神看到我们的内心的时候，他就会说，恐怕不是这样。
What's inside isn't very pretty.
你里面那个人并不是很美。
So he has to begin to work.
所以他就要开始在我们身上做工作。
The little kid sang a little construction song. He's still working on me.
就是那个小朋友唱的一个歌。
I'm still under construction.
说我这个我还在，他还在我身上工作，我还没有做好。
I've learned that over my 76 years.
就我过了这76年，我学到了这个确实是这样。
He's still doing some construction.
他仍然还在我身上做工作。
But let's look at this first one. This is the myrrh.
第一个香料是墨药。
Now they wanted a pretty large.Quantity, about 500, whatever they call the weight, about 500, I'll say pounds, 500 pounds.
这个他们那个时候的计量单位和现在不一样。那但是这个墨药的需要很多很大量，大概500磅吧。
Or it could have been ounces, but anyhow, it was 500.
不管怎么样，是这个单位是500，而且是蛮多的。
And as we notice this, that what they how they get this myrrh.
那我们看到说这个墨药到底是怎么得到的呢
？No, he wants to use the myrrh.
然后要使用它。
Yes, he wants to use that myrrh, but he's got to get it first. The man who's getting these things.
你不管要使用什么，你都得先得到这个东西才可以。
So they go out to the tree.
这个是一棵树上的，所以他们要出去找到这个树。
And so they go up to the tree, and they just don't pat it.
这个树，你他们到这个树上旁边来是就拍拍它就好了吗？
I learned sometimes the Lord's work is not a pat.
我也知道了，神在你身上做工，常常不是说拍拍你就好了。
They take their sharp knife.
这个去采墨药的人要拿一个很利的刀。
And on the side of the tree, they make a deep gash.
然后在这个树干上割一个很深的口子。
Now, if I was a tree, I would have felt I was being hurt.
那如果我是那个树的话，我可能就会觉得说
I was being abused.
被人这个虐待。
Why did they pick my tree?
为什么非要选我呢？旁边有别的树啊。
But they did.
但是不管怎么样，他们选上这棵树。
Now this myrrh has to come out very slowly. The liquid, it's a gummy type of liquid.
那这个树上
And it has to come out very slowly.
被割了一个口以后，这个树胶就开始流出来，要慢慢，很少很少，慢慢的一点一点流。
And then after about 2 weeks, they come back, and there it's collected and it's hardened. They can use it now.
那这个。过了大概两个星期的再回来看的时候就能够得到一些然后这个而且这个树脂就变硬了就可以用了。
Now, if some of the planters are a little lazy,
那有一些人呢他们比较懒。
They go out and they cut the tree down.
那他去呢不是说在这树上割一刀他是干脆把这个树
砍掉。And they gather out the sap.
砍下来以后这个那个断面上也会有这个树脂出来所以呢就用那个。
They're getting it quick.
这个是一个比较这个取巧快的办法。
But the sap is impure, and it's not of a good quality.
可是这样得到的墨药呢，就是成分没有那么的纯，然后这个质量也没有好，也不够好。
That's why sometimes God has to put in that knife into it.
所以这也是为什么神有的时候要在我们生命中要有这样用刀来割上一刀。
And we would like to say, if you need to get it out quick.
我们会说，神，你如果要做的话，就快刀这个长痛不如短痛。
But he doesn't.
可是神不这样做。
Sometimes it's a good period of time.
有的时候要经历很长的时间。
We feel this.
然后一直感到痛苦。
But what he's gathering out of us is something they call myrrh of freedom.
但是这样得到的墨药，他们就是叫做好像是自己流出来的墨药。
That's what they call the good quality one.
就是那种就是质量好的是要自己流的
because it was flowing freely of itself
因为是从这个树上自己 流出来的
the reticence of that flow looked like a tear coming down
而且这个树脂流出来的时候
stream,
那个
like a tear coming down
因为它比较黏浓稠不是这种 一条流下来就有点像那个泪滴的形状这么滴下来的
and this myrrh was not sweet it was bitter
而且这样这个墨药呢是不是不是说是甜的，是苦的味道。
Now I don't know what your life has been like.
我也不知道你每个人的生活是什么样的。
If you were to go all the way back to you can just remember.
如果你能回想很久以前的话。
There may have been some bitter times in your life.
也可能你的生命中有一些苦读的时刻。
And particularly some of you since you became children of God.
而且特别是在你成为基督徒以后也会经历这样的痛苦。
I remember someone said, you know, I got along better as a sinner than I am a Christian.
我记得曾经有人跟我说我从前不信主的时候好像日子过得比现在还好。
It seems like so many things are hitting me.
然后好像信主以后就各种各样的麻烦都来了。
But you see, you have got to go through many times, particularly when he comes to us with salvation. He cuts us.And things begin to, the sap begins to come out. And then as it does, slowly out of our life, some of the things that we have been and done, slowly he takes them out.
那但是呢在我们成为基督徒之前或者是成为基督徒之后那神在我们生命中有这个划一刀的时候你这个生命中有一些东西就要流慢慢的慢慢的流出来。
He does that because sometimes it's very hard for us to learn.Unless it is a slow process.
你知道他这样做，因为很多时候我们如果不经历这样的过程，经历这个痛苦的时候，我们学不到功课。
Some people will say, "Well, why doesn't the Lord take this off of me? Why do I have to go through this? Because He has to get it all out of me."
那很多时候有人就会说，为什么一定要经过这个呢？为什么不一下子把它拿走？为什么要这样，好像慢慢的受折磨？因为神要把它全部的拿掉。
And you'd be surprised one of the first things he's got to get out of you.
而且你会很惊讶你当你知道说你生命中他第一件要拿掉的东西的时候。
And that's pride.
就是你的骄傲。
And I'm afraid sometimes he doesn't get it out.
我也很担心有的时候他没有办法在某些人身上把这个骄傲拿走。
And the process stops there.
然后这个过程就停下来了没有完全的结束。
No one, just no one can be proud. You must be humble.
没有一个人能够被神使用。如果他是一个骄傲的人的话，他没有办法被神使用。
He knows that if you're not, you're not teachable.
因为他知道，如果你这个骄傲还在你身上的话，你不会受教。
You say, "But I'm not a proud person."
你可能自己说，我不是很骄傲，我不是骄傲的人。
You'd be surprised.
你会很惊讶的。
You would really be surprised.
如果你看到你是真实的自己的话
we studied pride in the counseling class. We're doing it in the ladies' meeting. You'd be surprised what are some of the little characteristics of pride.
那我们在这个妇女查经的时候讲到学习骄傲，就骄傲有一些特质，它有一些小的表现的地方，你会很惊讶的看到说这些都是骄傲的表现。
Sometimes it's when we look down on people.
有的时候是我们自高，看不起别人。
If someone would come in here dirty today.If someone would come in here that you know have been drinking,
如果有人今天
staggered in and came up front,
衣衫不整，然后看上去像喝过酒的样子到我们当中来
，What would your first impression be?
你心里的第一个印象是什么
？It wouldn't be very good. What's he doing?
恐怕对他不会印象很好。
We'll never be able to sit in that seat again. It's so dirty.
那你说这个人怎么这样子到教会来
？We ought to get him out of here.
我们不能让他这样到教在大堂里面。
But you say, Sister Schwartz, he should. Why should he?
那如果你觉得说我们这样做很
If he's not causing trouble, let him hear something about the gospel.
我们这样做很对啊，但如果为什么一定要把他赶走呢？如果他没有说
and what,
影响别人的话
，And what Jesus wants us to learn is, there's me except for the grace of God.
神要我们看到的是说，如果没有他的恩典的话，我们可能就会跟那个人一样，我们也会沦落到那个地步。
We look on prostitutes. We look on the prostitutes. We look on drug addicts. We look at all these people.And we look down on them. We don't want anything to do with them. And I'm not saying they should be friends, but I'm saying that we just have that feeling of superiority when God wants us to constantly be reminded that could have been me, save for the grace of God.
那我们看到那些妓女、那些吸毒的人、那些在社会底层的人，我们这个心里就会觉得说，有一种这个自高的感觉，说这些人他是真的是很卑微、很堕落的人。但是神要我们看到的是说，如果没有他的恩典的话，我们会跟他们一样，我们跟这些人没有什么区别。
What do you think saving face is?
你觉得这个顾颜面到底是什么意思
？We say I'm Chinese, we just do that.
那我们说中国人都很好面子啊。
But what is saving face?
到底什么是面子呢
？Pride.
其实就是骄傲。
I don't want them to think I.
我不想让别人看到我是这样的。
You know, I don't want them to see that.
我不想让人看到我的另外这一面。
I don't want people to see me fail.
我不想让人看到我的失败。
You see, all of these things that's ingrained in us from a child is what God has to take out of us that we might be what He wants us to be.
那神为了能够改变我们，让我们成为他所想要的样子的话，那我们这些从小在身上这样积累下来的这些特质，这些骄傲的东西，他都要拿走，一点一点的拿走。
I better go on. I just keep on and on. But anyhow, this is what I'm trying to tell you. We have to have some things cut out of us.
这个是我就想跟你讲的，就是说我们生命中有一些东西是需要被割开，是需要痛苦的，慢慢的。缓慢的过程才能被拿掉的。
The process is not always nice.
这个过程不是一个很享受的过程。
The length of it can be very long.
有可能要花很长的时间。
But God doesn't give up.
但是神他不会放弃。
You might.
你可能会放弃，神不会。
Then we see we'll go to something a little sweeter.
然后我们来看一些比较这个香甜的东西哈。
It's called sweet cinnamon.
叫做香肉桂。
It's a distinguishing name from other types of cinnamon.
这个是特别的名字，因为它就要跟其他的肉桂分开。
The other cinnamon looks just about like this kind.
其他有一些肉桂模样上可能看上去很相像。
But it doesn't have the same smile or same smell or taste.
但不管是味道，就是那个香气还有味道都不太一样。
So we see that this is a type of something he wants us to put on in our life, be part of in our life.
这个也是他想让我们生命中所有的。就是这个香的这个甜的东西
because of its aroma
因为它是一个香气
the sweet smell that comes from it
这个香气是从这个肉桂来的
you know there is an aroma of a child of God
你知不知道这个作为神的儿女你身上也应该有一种香气
we can just tell
别人看到你的时候就能
够知道 something seems to radiate out of them
就好像从你身上散发出来的
something that is reallysweet to us.
而且是令人愉悦的。
You see, this sweet cinnamon has no really pleasant odor as long as it's green.
你知道吗？这个香肉桂它是一种植物上来的，但如果它还在很青，就是很新鲜的时候是没有香气的。
And many times we don't have that sweetness yet.
在很多时候我们也是要
that aroma of God yet.
我们身上没有神所要的那个香气，因为我们还很这个生涩。
That sweet smell only comes after it's been cut down, dies, and dries out.
这个香气是怎么来的呢？香肉桂要它这个皮要被割下来，然后那个死掉，然后还变得很干，然后才能够有这个香气。
It must go clear through that plant before you get the sweet aroma.
就是不能再有这个，好像不能是一个这个活着的一个植物，它必须要拿下来干了死掉了
There are some practical things we can see in our lives become like Jesus.
我们就可以看到我们生命中也有一些特质需要这样形成的
Beware of the cinnamon that looks like that. Just looks like that.
然后你要小心看到有一些所谓肉桂看上去像这个香肉桂却不是一样
I remember Joyce Meyer say there was one time in their lives, her husband and her, that of course they were in the church. He was an elder. She was a worker around in the church, you know, a very outstanding person about the church.
那有一天，她叫做这个 Joyce Meyer， 她呢说有一段时间她跟她先生在一个教会里，她先生是长老，然后她也是很积极的一个同工，在这个教会服侍。
She said, "I can remember the Sunday mornings that on the way to church we fought."
那我也，她说我可以。
We argued.
我记得我们当时在那个在这个教会的时候，早上去教会的路上，我们就在车上吵架。
But she said, as soon as we got to church,
但是我们一到教会,
we got our Sunday face on.
然后这个一下车，这个脸上就摆出一副这个
oh, hello, sister. Hello, brother. Bless the Lord.
然后非常热情地跟大家打招呼，说是这个。
She said, I would go in church and say, bless the Lord. Oh, he, you know, she could just sing away.
然后就是做出那个就是这个崇拜的这个表情这个样子。
She said we go home and start fighting on the way home.
然后呢，一离开教会，坐上车，在回家路上就又开始吵。You
see, that's the kind of sentiment that's not real.
这个就是我说这个看上去像教会。The
aroma isn't really real.
但不是真的，这个味道是假的，是不一样的。So
let us remember then that we need to have God sometimes to dry us out.
所以我们要记得，有的时候我们需要神让我们里，就是把我们这里边挤干。Sometimes
we may feel like, well, nobody really cares about us.
有的时候我们可能就觉得，哎呀，
only the Lord, you know, and they don't use me in the church.
好像只有神在意，然后这个别人也不在意我，然后也不需要我。It's
almost like you're put on the shelf.
就好像被人搁置一旁。You're
not an active in everything.
你不是一个很积极的参与这个好像。
Sometimes God has to dry us out that way.
有的时候神就是要让我们这样，好像觉得很干。So
that we're not depending on the approval of others.
这样我们就不会来期待别人对我们的赞许，然后也依赖这样的成长。
That we learn that the approval of Him is the greatest.
然后我们在这个过程中学习说神的赞许才是最重要的。
Sometimes as we're growing, you know, we also understand that there are hurts that while they're still green, that's what it is, hurts that come to our life.
有的时候，我们生命中有经过经历的一些痛苦，在我们身上好像仍然还很有作用，然后还很新鲜，还很生涩的样子。One
time, one of my friends sent me a book called something about the blessing of pain.
那从前有一个朋友送给我一本书，好像叫做就是好像这个痛苦的这个礼物。Now
when I looked at that book, I thought I don't know any blessing in pain.
我看这个书名，我就觉得这个痛苦能是算什么祝福呢？But
as I began to read it. I found that you and I would be in big trouble if it wasn't for pain.
我就发现，如果你跟我如果没有这个痛苦的感受的话，我们会很糟糕，情况会很麻烦。You
would never know when anything's wrong.
因为你就不会知道说你生命中有什么地方不对劲了，没有痛感的话。You
wouldn't know until they said you're about to die.
然后直到有一天，人家说你快死了，然后你还没有感觉。Well,
I didn't feel anything.
我不觉得有什么问题啊。There
was no pain.
哪里也不疼。No,
but your organs were diseased. The infection in your foot, the tooth is just rotted away because you know there was no pain.
因为你没有感受到痛苦，所以当你的这个牙都快烂掉了，然后你的
No awareness。然后有严重的炎症，然后你的脚趾头也快掉，你没有感受，所以你不觉得你有问题。 So pain in the human life is a must for us to live healthy lives.
这个痛的感觉在人生中是非常重要的，能够保护你，然后有一个健康的身体。
And pain in the spiritual life is just that way.
那同样的，在这个属灵的生活中，这个痛苦也是同样的重要。
Let's go on to the next one.
那我们来看下一个。
Calamus. This is like a something like a sweet cane.
菖蒲，它是一种草本植物，就有点像芦苇那种感觉。
And its root is a real, very prized spice.
那这个菖蒲的它的根是一个很好的香料。Now
you see, God was picking out those things that He wanted.
是很贵重的香料。那神在这里面挑了一样又一样的香料。He
loves us so much. We're such a part of His belonging to Him that He's trying to pick out things for our life that will bless our life.
那神那么的爱我们，他我们在他眼里是那么的宝贵，所以他要在我们身上加这些。
This one is a sense, is something that is the roots of it has to be nurtured in this plant, like every other plant, but this one has to be nurtured.
因为这种植物呢，它的根需要被好好的培养。
Or Jesus is that with us.
就好像耶稣是对我们一样。
You see, He's the vine, we're the branches.
耶稣说我是 我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
Now, if we're going to come out like this fragrant crown, cane, we're going to have to be one of those branches.
那如果我们好像这个菖蒲一样，是一个这个有香味的东西的话，我们就要成为树上的枝子。
And these branches have to go through something at times. They must have the sap that comes from the vine to grow.
那这个树作为树上的枝子，它要想长大的话，要想得到养分的话，一定要从这个树干，从树根得到这个营养。
So this particular plant we're talking about, it needed that refreshingness from the earth and how the sun and all that it goes. We need the refreshing of the Son of God. Without Him,We would dry up and die.
那就像这个菖蒲一样，如果它要长得好，它这根要特别的有营养。那对于我们也是一样，如果我们想要能够在我们的属灵的生命上长得好的话，我们需要从神那里，神就是我们的根，我们的阳光，吸取养分。
Just like this beautiful flowering plant, they had to take care of it and nurture its roots.
那所以这个菖蒲它开的花也很漂亮。那如果为了这个植物能够长得好，一定要把它的这个根有足够的营养。
And we can never, never be a spiritual person.
那对于我们来说，我们的属灵的生命也没有办法长好。
Without prayer,
如果我们不祷告
，without living a consistent life,
如果我们生命中没有
，without praise to God,
从神那里得着营养。
All of these things are taking care of our branches.Through the root of the vine, Jesus Christ.
如果我们没有跟他连接的话，我们这个枝子是没有办法长好。
Now, I'm not prescribing how you pray.
我并没有说要只教你说你到底应该如何祷告。
The areas of piety that you feel that is what God wants of you.
那你所需要在某些方面敬虔，神会教导你。
You know, sometimes people say you've got to do it this way.
那有些，但是你到底应该怎么样敬拜神？
You've got to do it this way.
有些人说要这样，有些人说要那样。
But he didn't say that. He said we had to pray.
上帝没有这么说。
Now, I've often said we should maybe not call it prayer. He did. That's why we do. But we might should call it conversation.
那当然是主说我们要祷告，那我们就说要祷告。但是我们这个祷告不一定非要叫这个名字，我们可以说我们是在跟神讲话。
Blessed is the person that can pray without being on their knees at times.
如果你能够不是总是一定要跪下来做祷告的话，你其实是很蒙福的。
Some people feel like you've got to be on your knees to pray.
有些人觉得说你一定有一个正确的姿势，然后跪在那里。
Well, I've been in a bad shape today because I can't get on my knees.
所以现在我年纪大了，我没办法跪下来，膝盖不行。
But I've learned to pray, and then I've learned to pray as I go along.
然后，但是我仍然学会了祷告，而且也学会了说随时随地的祷告。
I thank the Lord for everything.
我为每一件事情感谢神。
And some will come to me and say, "Well, that wasn't God." I said, and I'll say back, "Every good and perfect gift cometh from the Father above."
那如果魔鬼来攻击说这个不是神给的，我就会告诉他说，每一样美善的礼物都是从神来的。
These are the things that nourish us, nourishes this plant that someday is going to be a very wonderful, beautiful plant.
这些祷告，这些跟神的交通，就是我们的营养。
In this particular area,
就使得我们这个属灵的生命能够长大，成为一个健壮的生命。
Then we have the cassia.
然后后面有一个还也叫做肉桂。
It's a bark from a tree that was stripped and boiled for spices.
那这个肉桂呢是也叫桂皮，是从树的那个皮，就是把树的皮割下来然后煮过。
As it boils.
在煮的过程中
，just like coffee，
然后就好像煮咖啡一样。
There comes an aroma，
有一个很香的味道。
A lady said to me the other day, "I don't like coffee, but I like its smell."
那有个人跟我讲说，他不喜欢喝咖啡，但是那个咖啡的香
味
真的是很好闻。
I just love the smell coffee in the morning while it's you know perking away or whatever.
他就说我早上闻到那个咖啡的香气，就觉得哎呀，真是很好闻。
There's something about that sweet aroma.
就是这个香气有一种特质。
There was something about Christ. He was the aroma.
就好像耶稣一样，他有一种特质，有一种
香气。There's a hymn that says Jesus is the sweetest name I know.
有一个曾经有一个圣诗叫做
说耶稣是最甜美的名。And he's just the same as his wonderful name.
就好像说这个他的名字就非常的香。
Whenever Jesus did anything, he looked up to the Father.
然后耶稣在不管做什么事情的时候，他都那个向天。
He gave it to him.
然后,
all the praise, all the glory went back to the Father, not to him.
他把所有的赞美和荣耀都归给天父, 没有给自己。
And God found pleasure in his son.
然后神喜悦他的爱子。
And this is the burden of my heart.
这是我心里的负担。
I want God to find pleasure in us.
我真的是盼望神能够也喜悦我们，像喜悦他的爱子一样。
God was his only begotten child, but we are his children.
神有 这个耶稣是神的独生爱子,
and all that we can live so that he finds pleasure in us.
我真是盼望我们每个人的生命能够真的是得神的喜悦。
He said, someday when you come home, I'm just going to look at you and say, well done, my good and faithful servant.
盼望我们有一天我们回天家的时候神能够对我们说做得好忠心又良善的仆人。
There's not a reward in this world that can be comparable to what that's going to be.
这个世上没有任何一样的奖赏能够比得上神对你说的这句话。
You see, we're not only to be salty.
你知道吗? 神要我们不是说,
He said you must be the salt of the world.
神是说让我们做盐, 但我们不仅仅是就是只有咸味。
Help to preserve it.
我们为的是这个好像能够守住这个真理。
Help to spice it.
我们也要给这个世界加味道。
But he also wants us to be refreshing. He wants people to sense and see that aroma, that beautiful aroma that comes from the life. Then he said, just put a little bit of olive oil in. Just a little. But you see, to get the olive oil, you have to get the fruit.
可是橄榄油,
and you don't do like what you do with a lemon or an orange.
不像说拿一个柠檬或者橘子那样。
You don't just cut the olive and then squeeze it.
就好像不是说你把这个橄榄切开然后挤一挤就能把油挤出来。
For them to get olive oil, when you go to Italy or places, they have to beat it.
如果你到那个,
squeeze it.
意大利或者其他,
press it between things.
就是铲, 哦,
stomp it with their feet.
这个橄榄是要被压、被炸，然后用脚踩，就是受这个受很多这个打击。
So remember when you use olive oil to cook in and put your salad.
所以你下次,
hope that they had clean stockings on.
下次用橄榄油做东西的时候，你心里祷告哈，希望这踩的人穿着袜子。
You see, this is what had to happen to Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane, which is the oil, which is called the oil, the mountain of oil.
这个，当耶稣在这个科西玛尼园祷告的时候，这科西玛尼园在橄榄山上。
As he was crushed and beaten and pressed.
然后他就好像，耶稣就好像被挤，被压，被炸。
You know one of the first things that came out of him?
你知道他这个从他身上出来的第一样是什么东西？
As he hung on the cross.
当他在 十字架上的时候,
Father, forgive them.
他说的第一句话说,
they don't know what they do.
他们不知道他们所做的是什么。
God's children must be forgiving people.
我们, 神的子民要成为饶恕人的人。
You don't know what they did.
你不知道他们对我做了什么。
They really hurt me.
他们真的是对我非常的恶劣。
They took away my reputation.
然后把我的名声都毁了。
They took away the family money.
然后还把家里的这个财产都拿走。
All kinds of things that we can say. But remember, they didn't crucify you.
但是你记得这些人并没有把你钉在十字架上。
They didn't put a sword or a spear in your side.
他并没有用枪戳你的肋旁。
They didn't thirst you to death to a certain extent.
并没有说让你渴到要死。
And Jesus could still look out and say, Father, forgive.
即便如此，耶稣受尽了痛苦，他仍然可以说父啊，赦免他们。
Now none of us know why Jesus wept so bitterly until it just drops of blood came.
我们没有办法理解，也不知道为什么说，当他在科西玛尼园祷告的时候，他这个汗珠如那个血滴下来。It
may have been because he knew that the sins of the world were going to be placed on him. I don't know.
不知道是，也可能是说，当他遇见到说这个全世界的罪都要担负在他身上的时候，受到极大的痛苦。
Or maybe he recognized in that time, that from the time he was a child when they tried to kill him, down through his life, till they did, he still could say, Father, forgive.
但是当他看到他的生命的时候，他当他看到他从很小的时候。 就有人想要杀害他，直到说到这个到克西马尼园之后，然后他被他杀害的时候，他当看到所有这一切人对他所做的事情的时候，他仍然能够说父啊赦免他们。
Even today, sometimes I may say something or act in a way that the Lord said that wasn't very good.
也许到今天，我也有的时候会说一些话。
That feeling would come to my heart, and I would have to go back and say, "I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said it."
做一些事情，神不满意，他会告诉我，让我知道，那我可能就会需要
去跟别人道歉。He gives us that forgiving heart.
神给了我们这个赦免的心。
Now Paul, who was probably the most outstanding character in the New Testament.
保罗应该差不多是在新约当中一个最主要的人物。
Some would call him the Moses of the New Testament because he just opened up all of the Christian principles that Jesus wanted to give.
有些人称他为新约的摩西，因为他把这个神的这个给我们的所有的一切，让我们能够看得清楚，就好像摩西给当时的人律法一样。
Now let's see what Paul has gone through.
那我们看看保罗有过什么样的经历。
He said, "Now I have a treasure in an earthen vessel."
他说我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
And we mustn't remember that.
我们要记得。
You know, we may be perfection as far as a person that has to have everything right in line. But many times we try to be altogether perfect, but we're human, and sometimes we're not perfect.
那我们每个人，我们有可能自己是一个完美主义者，就是做事情总是想尽善尽美，但是我们也是人，是没有办法，我们不可能做到完美。
But he said there's a reason why this treasure is in an earthen vessel.
但是保罗告诉我们说，这个宝贝放在瓦器里是有缘故的。
That the excellency of the power and the might be of God and not of us.
为的是要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
If you sailed through life healthy, wealthy, and wise,
如果你这个一生都过的这个平安健康，然后又富有，
you pretty well contributed because you watched what you ate.
那可能也是因为你自己吃东西很小心，
exercise as you should.
然后经常运动，
you're wealthy because you worked hard over time, worked as all that you could.
你那个有财富，可能是因为你工作很努力，很认真。
You might say I'm wise because I do crossword puzzles. I don't know.
然后你可能说头脑很精明，也可能是因为你做了很多这个字谜游戏。
But God knows that's not what He wants because we can't do it.
但是神知道说这个不是他想要的。
None of us control our health.
因为我们没有办法控制我们的健康。
I remember one of the missionaries had got cancer.
我记得曾经有一个
fourth stage.
有一个宣教士。是癌症晚期。
And her sister-in-law and I were walking down the steps, and she said, "I can't understand how Marcella, you know, got this cancer so bad. She was so careful about everything she eat."
然后有一个姊妹跟我在一起说话的时候，她就说我不明白为什么她会得癌症，她吃东西很小心的。
So you see, we can't really do it.
所以其实不是我们自己能做什么保证我们的健康。
But he said, "Allow me to work through you, that the power of God may be the excellency of His power." Power in our lives.
但是神说要他希望我们允许他在我们身上做工，然后能够显出他莫大的能力。
You know how people are. Sometimes they say, "Sister Swartz, you've done such a good job in China."
你知道，大家有的时候会来称赞你说，哎呀，你在中国做的工作做得。
And I look at them and would like to laugh.
然后，但是别人跟我这样说的时候，我就。
When I went to China, I didn't know what I was doing.
我去中国的时候，我根本不知道我在做什么。
I went there just to meet the people.
我就去那儿跟大家见面。
Because we were having a broadcast here.
然后，因为我们在这边有一个广播节目。
And we hardly knew who to meet.
然后我也不知道到底该去见谁。
And God began to send people.
然后神会把这些人带给我们。
And step by step, as God has led.
每一步都是神在带领。
Listen, she and I can take no tribute for any of this.
我和许师母真的是没有在这上面做了什么。
For one thing, we probably would have both wanted to do something different.
那因为如果我们真的是要做什么的话，我们也会意见不一致。
We get along very well, but we do have our times.
然后我们虽然两个人合作得很好，但是也常常会有意见不一的时候。
No, it's God, it's His excellency. When I see the things that He has taken out of my life and realize it's only God.
真的不是我们，是神的能力。当我看到神在我身上拿掉的那些不好的东西的时候，我知道只有神能做。
And He went on to say this, "We are in trouble on every side."
然后这个保罗又说我们四面
受敌 we're not distressed.
却不被困住
We are perplexed.
心里作难
Don't understand everything.
很多时候不明白
But we're not in despair.
却不致失望
He said persecuted.
遭逼迫
But not forsaken.
却不被丢弃
Cast down.
打倒了
But not destroyed.
却不致死亡
Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ.
身上常带着耶稣的死
That the life also of Jesus might be manifest in our body.
使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上
This is the desire in the heart of the child of God.
这个是我这个作为神的儿女的心愿
That Jesus might be manifested.
让耶稣
in this old body of mine.
在你的身上能够显明出来。
I've said it. Serving Jesus is a contact sport.
我从前说过，这个服侍神是一个这个是有冲击的一个运动项目。
You know what a contact sport is.
所谓这个有身体接触的有冲击的体育项目是什么
？Those of you who play ping pong, you know you're contact with the ball and the person.
如果你打乒乓球的话，你只接触那个球。
You're playing football. You're not nice to each other.
这但是你打橄榄球就不是这样了。
Play baseball, you crack that. I'm a spectator sport.
垒球的话，你只是打球，那我是这个观众。
At least I used to be when I was younger.
我从前年轻的时候。
I would listen to it, watch it on television.
喜欢看球赛，然后听球赛。
Never sweated.
从来一滴汗也不出。
Never got my hands dirty.
然后手上一滴灰也不沾。
Didn't make a difference to those people down there whether I was listening or not.
对那些打球的人来说，我听不清对他们。
But as a child of God, we are rubbing shoulders with people all the time.
但是作为神的儿女，我们每天都和别
人有接触。So our life is a contact sport.
我们的生命是这种有冲击的，有接触的。
As we can, as they can have that, we can have that aroma, that sweetness, that something about us that people really see Christ in us.This is what we aim for.
我们的目标是当人们看到我们身上有这个香气，有这个甜味的时候，他们能够看到耶稣。
And if you will ask him,
如果你要问他的话
，to make you like,
让他，你求他，让你的生命能够
这样。Now be sure you're willing.
但是你要记得你问的时候，你
Because when he does, it's not what you expect many times.
因为他真的要在你身上做工的时候，不是你所期望的那样。
But as you hold on and faithful, he will make you.
凭信心坚持的话，神会使你成为他的样子。
Father, we love our people.
主，我们爱你的子民。
They're just we really appreciate every one of them.
我真的是很感谢你。
We thank them for coming to the service and serving you and loving you.
使他们可以到教会来，愿意服侍你，愿意爱你。
But oh God, this is a lifetime of service.
神呢，真的是我们这服侍是一生的。
And we pray that you will just.Work in each one of us.
我们就恳求你，真的是在我们每一个人的身上工作。
The types of these spices that we might be like you.
让我们就好像成这些香料一样，成为有你那样的香气。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名求。阿门。